A good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. We back again, Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 186. Today, we're going to talk about a very important part of Zerizus, of alacrity, of taking action with enthusiasm and with zest, and that is serene Zerizus. We had a whole sefer about serenity, about peace of mind, and that we had that series of Shiurim earlier in this series. Zerizus seems to be the opposite. It means taking action and moving quickly and being very enthusiastic and getting a lot of things done with a simcha and accomplishing a lot in life. And serenity and Zerizus usually don't go together with many people. And this is the real key to learn how it's not only doesn't contradict each other, but they complement each other. There could be a, we're going to say in Hebrew, a yishav adas b'soicha Zerizus. A certain peace of mind, calmness within the Zerizus that you're doing. That externally you look like you're enthusiastic, you're running and you're doing this and that. In your mind, you have an inner calm. Some people become overwhelmed when they feel they have too many things to do and they don't have enough time to do them. And this overwhelmed feeling causes them to move more slowly than they usually do. Their minds become unclear. It's harder to focus. It's harder to concentrate. And they, because of a certain inner panic inside, they rush to do things. I got to do this, run. It looks like they have Zerizus, but in the meantime, that's not what real Zerizus is. That's more confusion and pressure. So we have to learn about serene Zerizus. What does that mean? That means you do take the action. You do go full speed ahead while remaining calm and tranquil inside. Again, you take action, full speed ahead, but you're calm and tranquil inside. You move as fast as it is appropriate for the specific situation and that circumstance, but you have peace of mind. You have a calmness. He writes, you may have not associated previously the word Zerizus with serenity, but you can now. You can. This mindset, your mindset, acknowledges that you will do everything that you have to do, and that you have inner peace and calm while you do it. Although you're moving quickly, it looks like you may be moving quickly, inwardly, you are at ease. Inwardly, you're at ease. The key major benefit of having this serene Zerizus is that you think clearly, you think about what you need to do, you remain calm, and you take action. Rapam had Zerizus. Rapam Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He always was calm. He walked, seemed sort of slowly, but no, he had a sense of purpose all the time. He was a Zariz, but he had a certain calmness to him with that Zerizus. It may take time to develop this quality, but the main factor isn't the time, it's an attitude. It's a certain emotional calmness you have. You repeat to yourself this concept of serene Zerizus. You breathe slowly and deeply and repeat it again. Calm, peace of mind within Zerizus, serene Zerizus, until you imagine that you become a master of it. And what does it feel like? What would it look like? How would you look like? And to reflect on it, to study it, to look at people, tzaddikim, that had this quality, or other people, whoever it is, that have this quality. They accomplish a lot, but they have that inner calm. And you ask them how they go about doing that. And you work on that. When you give your mind a suggestion to create that serene peace of mind while you're doing Zerizus, your mind is more likely to create this state and more likely to notice it than if you wouldn't be on the lookout for this state. Once you consciously experience this state, even once, to have a calmness of mind while you have this Zerizus of this action becomes stored for the rest of your life, and your brain is always with you, and you could access it when at will over time. And if you feel now nervous and the opposite of that, you can choose to allow yourself to access that state as best as you can. Again, we're not perfect. We try our best, but with work, we could get there. To remember what it's like to be calm while you were a Zariz. Let you see, you know, people at work also. People work at a frenzied pace because of a panic mode type of thing. And then people work quickly, but they have a certain sense of purpose and clarity while they're doing that. You know, you go to Shachas early, you get up in the morning, you prepare, you go to shul quickly, but always with a calm peace of mind within. Create a role model for Serene Zerizas. Think of any person who represents that to you. A successful person that's calm. Whenever you wish to access the state, imagine that this person is giving you that as a gift. You could emulate them. You can allow yourself to experience it in the same way, being that like that person, to maintain that serenity within the Zeriza state. And you'll be calmer, and you won't be overwhelmed. It's not an all or nothing. Even if you feel nervousness inside, but part of you has that certain calmness, it's an accomplishment. So remember that. You'll sometimes feel a nervousness inside, but also a certain calmness inside, like a percentage. That's how it works with human emotion. It's never black and white, 0 or 100. So a person that is very nervous by nature, they will sense by working on this, they may still be nervous, but they'll be less nervous as they do things. Some people don't consider themselves as having that Serene Zeriza state because they're not totally calm on the inside. But think the other way around. As long as you're a little calm on the inside, you already are successful in having a certain level of Serene Zeriza state. Those percentage points, even if you're 10% serene inside, while 90% still nervous, you've accomplished. You access that 10% until it grows to 11% and 12% and 15% and so on. Look at the inner goodness in you. Look at those small good aspects of you and that calmness that you have, even if you generally are a nervous person. But you sense that nervous, that calmness that you did work on, and grab onto it. And that's a success. And then you build on that success. And you maintain that Serene Zeriza state. Even if you're only successful doing it for a short period of time, till like you got overwhelmed, that's fine. You are matzliach for that short period of time. You keep on working on it, doing it, and you'll be able to access it. So here's an example. He was told, Rav Pliskin, a story about this concept of Serene Zerizas. Person related as follows. I was always busy and I did accomplish a lot, but I was always rushed and under pressure. My blood pressure was high. I frequently lost my temper. I was told to cut down what I was doing. While those who gave me this advice meant well, it wasn't realistic. I wasn't going to needlessly limit myself. I had a lot I wanted to accomplish in life, and I wasn't about to retire. I, of course, realized that I couldn't do everything that I wanted to do, but I felt I could do much more than I was doing, and I wasn't prepared to cut down on what I was accomplishing. Something had to change. I didn't know what I could do differently. Then it was suggested to me that I need to master this concept of Serene Zerizas, meaning serenity, calmness, and Zerizas means to take action with alacrity. So what is that? So it was explained to me that there's a frantic Zerizas, like a panic mode frantic Zerizas, and then there's a serene, calm Zerizas. They're polar opposites. Just because I want to accomplish a lot didn't mean that I had to be a nervous wreck about it. It's a very important insight. You want to accomplish a lot, and you'll do a lot, but you don't have to be a nervous wreck while doing so. Again, working on Betachon helps a lot with this, by the way, as well. I can maintain an inner calm and do a lot. I could utilize my time wisely and feel that inner relaxation. I had always looked at being relaxed as not being motivated to accomplish a lot. Now it was explained to me that if I could maintain an inner calm, I could work in a way that was wiser and more efficient. I started to do research on this, by the way. Churchill, the leader in England at the time of World War II, had this type of aspect to him, and other very important leaders, where they had a calmness even on the most strenuous days. They figured out a way to be calm. I was very excited about the idea of Serene Zerizas. Seemed to be an answer to my prayers. It was challenging at first. I easily reverted to my old pattern of frantic panic Zerizas, but then I came back to my Serene Zerizas way of being. It got easier and easier for me to maintain this way of being. Now that I am so much calmer than ever before, I accomplish much more in shorter amounts of time. I work smarter, not harder. I began to see I was pressuring myself much more than necessary. I could just let go and feel more at ease. My productivity increased, and I got much more done in less time. I slept a lot better than I have in a long time. I was calmer. My issue with getting angry and blowing up was resolved. Because I was so much calmer and thought more clearly, I thought of solutions to things that had been distressing me. I not only accomplished so much more, but I grew spiritually, I grew emotionally. Serene Zerizas had a major difference in my life and in the lives of my family and the lives of my friends, and I'm like a new person. And again, we always talk about this. This is important. Say on the Bein Adam LeChaveroi, and say on the Bein Adam LaMokim in your tefillas. And in Shalom Bayis, it is tremendous. It is a tremendous, important thing to have that learning to have to be calm and be zariz at the same time, to work together on things, but with a calmness and without the panic. I saw that by Rav Pam Zecharein Levracha. It was fascinating, where he had so much on his plate on a particular day. We had such oil and such an achrayas of the whole oilam. We had meetings and more meetings and pressured phone calls. And even when, I remember we were in the Beis Medrash, it was Yoredeya time. He gave a shiur, and then afterwards he sat in the Beis Medrash on the side, and people came over to him one after the other, after the other, after the other. Sometimes, and from what I understand, sometimes it was a simple shaila in a Gemara, and he was totally present there with the Talmud asking a shaila in Yoredeya, let's say. Then someone would come with a mamish, a life crisis type issue. We'd come over to him, talk to him about it. He had that presence of mind. He talked to him. He responded in kind. Then he went to the next and the next and the next. With each one, he was totally present. That's Zerizus. You see, it doesn't look externally like it's Zerizus. Outside, it just seems he's learning. Then people approach him, and they're having a conversation, and then the person thanks him and goes away. This is Rizus. He was Oisek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, and with his Talmidim and everything for Klal Yisrael, 24/7. And it looked easy, like a piece of cake, you know, like no effortless. Not effortless. A lot of Avoida, internal Avoida, and with his whole Moyach and Lev. You couldn't really see it that much on the outside. But internally, he always had that Menuchas HaNefesh. Now, of course, that's something to strive for. We're not on those Madregas. But we have the ability to learn that, to learn how to be calmer, to learn how to work through the Zerizus aspect in a calm way and not in a panicky way. And in marriage also, when things need to be done, if it's a hectic, let's say, and they're pressured, an Erev Shabbos or something that they have to take care of, both of them, and they're working frantically, they could work quickly and efficiently with Zerizus, but the frantic could be moved. A lot of it is working on Betachin, working on that Midah of Zerizus in a healthy way, to have that Menuchas HaNefesh and peace of mind that comes along with it. Mm-hmm. Mizrach Hashem will all be Matzliach with this as we work on it, Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha V'atzlacha.